Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Okay, we want Jesus to come out of the tomb. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come, let's join together in our call to worship. Come, celebrate the good news.
The stone has been rolled away.
The tomb is empty.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. And our hymn is Jesus Christ is Risen Today. We have all the words to all the hymns are in your bulletin, so you do not need to open a hymn book. It's all there for you. As the choir processes in during Jesus Christ is Risen Today, you are invited to come forward and to place the daffodils in our daffodil cross. Let us sing together, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Thank you.
peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us turn to our neighbors and greet one another with the peace of Christ. Please be seated, everyone. Well, good morning again, and welcome, and what a welcome into Easter morning. Oh my goodness, I was getting emotional just seeing that line of people and all of your daffodils. When we were imagining this moment, Sarah, Ruth, and myself were saying, Sarah, you may need to improvise just maybe between the third and fourth. I don't know. That should probably be okay. Yeah, there was a little more improvisation, Sarah. Yeah. Well, my name is Kristen. I'm the Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care here at Rosedale United, and joining with me this morning in leadership today is Ruth, who is our Minister for Community Engagement, and our music director is Dr. Sarah Svensson, and you have been well introduced now to our wonderful choir. You can join our choir if you want to. Next week, 9 a.m., everyone is welcome. We start a new season. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and may have it in all its fullness." This is what we celebrate today at Easter, God's power to bring life and love to all. Now, I imagine lots of us are really feeling that this morning, but also you will be coming in with all kinds of other stuff going on in your life, maybe memories you're holding, and maybe you're not feeling the Easter message this morning. And we want you to know that that's okay. Every feeling, every emotion is welcome here in this church service. Some years we are the Easter dawn, and some years we wait in darkness. Wherever you are at this morning, may the music and the proclamation this morning meet you with just exactly what you need. Kids, it is amazing to see you here this morning. Thank you for helping to decorate our cross. Just after our gathering prayer, we invite you to follow Reverend Ruth downstairs for some special programming. We also want you to know that you're welcome to stay with your parents if you're more comfortable with that. If you need to get up and move around, that's just fine. We have an area at the back where you can go to stretch, to read, to color, whatever. Also, parents, so you know, we have a staffed nursery downstairs for kids who are 5 and under. Our nursery leader today is Nicole. Nicole, do you want to give a wave just so parents can see who you are? She's going to be taking kids downstairs to the nursery as well just in a little bit. So here at Rosedale United, we call ourselves a hub supporting human flourishing in this community and this city. And I have just a couple of announcements that I want to flag around that. Next week, we're hosting an artist reception for our new artist of the month, Lori Stein. That's from 12 to 2. I also want to flag a special service for Earth Day on April the 23rd. We have a special guest speaker, Mamona Hossein, who's a PhD student in applied eco-psychology, and her research explores what drives climate activists in their work, and she's found faith can play an important role in this. She's a Muslim. She serves on the board of directors for the Muslim Association of Canada, and she's a lecturer at the University of Toronto, so flag that date. Rosedale United is proud to be an affirming congregation. We celebrate here people of all sexualities, orientations, and gender identities as the Creator made them. And we are grateful to work and live
and worship on land that has been the traditional home of the Huron-Wendat, the Seneca, the Mississaugas of the Credit River, and to Indigenous peoples from across Turtle Island. I want to invite all of us just to take a breath and to center ourselves, to be here and now in this place, as we gather our hearts and open our minds in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. God of renewed presence, on this Easter day, help us to know that with you all things are possible. May the good news of Easter joy fill our lives and make our hearts glad. Hallelujah. Help us to follow your servant Christ out of the dark tomb to share daily your resurrection life, to be renewed daily in your image of love, to be put to work daily as your hands and feet and heart in service to the world. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I want to invite us all to stand again and to sing. And as we sing, the children are invited to follow Reverend Ruth downstairs.
Thank you.
Friends, please be seated. I want to invite you into a time of pondering and contemplation and just meditation within your own heart. This is what we call our opening the theme time. It's not a time where we ask anyone to come forward or anyone to speak. There's no microphone being passed around, but I do ask a question, and I just invite you to ponder silently while Sarah plays a minute or so of music. And the question that we're inviting you to ponder this morning is, what feels real in you today? And what feels possible in you today? Two questions, I guess. What feels real and what feels possible? We invite you to ponder over this music.
A reading, Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
We respond in prayer. Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, We have come into your presence today hoping in some way to touch you, to see for ourselves the truth of your resurrection. Gather up our lingering fears and confusion. Meet our doubts with compassion and understanding. Open our eyes to your love and grace surrounding us. Open our ears to hear you calling us to new challenges. Open our imaginations to new possibilities. We pray this morning for all who need new life, a way forward, for comfort in grief, for a sharing of deep burdens. May we experience you standing in our midst, saying, "Peace, peace." May our broken world and our broken lives be transformed in your image. We offer our woundedness and turn to you for healing and newness of life. For you, O God, are our strength, our hope, and our salvation. Amen. In this moment, we bring our gifts to the table. I'll invite you to join in our offering response. And I want to call on anyone here who has been a clerk currently or a past clerk to help with the collection of our offering. I forgot to appoint people. But I figure of all people, you will know what to do. There you are rising, yay. We bring our gifts to the table. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world.
Thank you.
I offer this prayer of dedication over our offering. You, O God, are the Easter One. You are the source of resurrection, the dancing spirit of life. We offer these gifts in gratitude for hope returned, for the mystery of your grace, and for the promise of resurrection. Amen.
A reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the witness of the early church. In these ancient texts, may we hear wisdom for living today.
Thank you.
Let us pray. And thank you, choir, by the way. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be full of your wisdom. Bless our daydreams, bless our imaginings in this time, bless wherever our mind wanders. And use it for the good of our soul and spirits. Amen. Well, here we are, together again. It's been a glorious morning, and it's a glorious time of year. The world around us is transforming, renewing itself right before our eyes. You can hear birds chirping again in the early morning darkness. The grass is deepening green. Out on a walk, our eyes find delight in colorful patches of crocuses and bright swaths of bluebells. There are actually bunny rabbits in my neighborhood. I don't know if you've noticed this in your neighborhood, but I've seen more of them this year than I ever have before. It's easy to celebrate new life when we can see it, when it's right in front of us, when we see the tulip leaves instead of just a patch of dirt. But how do we celebrate new life and have faith in the possibility of new life when new life is not apparent? All Mary Magdalene and the other Mary know at the beginning of the Easter story that Wendy read, is that Jesus is dead. They are not going to the tomb to celebrate new life. They are going to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body for burial. Matthew says that the women had followed Jesus with the other disciples all the way from Galilee. They were there with Jesus at Golgotha when he was crucified. Many women were there, Matthew writes, watching from a distance. When Joseph, the rich man from Arimathea, asked Pilate for Jesus' body, the women were there. They saw Joseph wrap Jesus' body in a clean linen cloth and place it in his own new tomb. When Joseph rolled the big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb, the two women were there. So, of course, on the very first Easter Sunday, when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb, new life was not apparent to them. They were not expecting to find anything but the same stone, the same body they had left there. And that first Easter Sunday, in the very first moment when the women arrive, the stone is still in front of the door to the tomb. In that very first moment, on that very first Easter, there wasn't any new life that was obvious to the women, not initially. Our Easter morning looks completely different from that first Easter morning. Unlike the women who arrive to see the stone still covering the tomb, we arrive and are greeted with the proclamation that the stone has been rolled away. Trumpets blast, 100 voices sing, the cross is transformed before our very eyes. But while we might hear the proclamation of new life all around us and see a celebration of new life in all the visuals around us, this doesn't necessarily mean that new life is apparent to us on the inside, that we have claimed that proclamation, that we can feel it. Sometimes new life just isn't obvious to us. When I broke my elbow a few years ago, the surgeon came into my hospital room the day after the operation and pronounced me brand new. I could go home. I was fixed. But I didn't feel healed. I didn't feel new. even on Easter morning, it can happen that new life is just not obvious to us. We aren't conscious of new life having taken hold within us. We don't see the same turning and greening in ourselves that's so obvious in the natural world. I bet a lot of us here feel like we're still in the middle of muck and dirt and that we haven't quite pushed through yet. Perhaps we're in a transition time. At home or at work, we're discerning which path to follow, but a clear route hasn't revealed itself yet. And it's true that events in our city and our world can unsettle us, leave us waiting for transformation, new life not yet apparent. I went to the Kiel subway station the other day, the first time since the devastating attack. Spilling out from the subway entrance are hundreds of multicolored glass jars holding candles and bouquets of flowers and teddy bears. There are handwritten notes taped to the glass and photos and cards. How do we celebrate Easter when new life is not immediately obvious? When we don't see it or don't feel it? An analogy came to me. My grade 9 English teacher made all of us students learn and memorize a speech from Shakespeare's Hamlet, Polonius's advice to his son. It was an ambitious project. It wasn't part of the curriculum. It was just something our teacher embraced herself. "There, my blessing with thee," it begins. "And these few precepts in thy memory look thou character. Give thy thoughts no tongue." What does that mean, we asked. And our teacher would tell us just to keep going. Some of us were very slow at memorizing. We stumbled over the language. These last lines were my favorites. "Those friends thou hast, and their adoption tried, grapple them to thy soul with hoops of steel. And this above all, to thine own self be true." We asked her why. Why she was making us do this. We were awkward 14-year-olds, teeth full of braces and bits of food, spotty faces, greasy hair. But she had faith in what was not yet apparent in us, and she was nurturing our potential. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Matthew writes, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at Jesus' tomb. They went to acknowledge reality, but I think that just by showing up, they were also testifying to their faith in what was not yet apparent. It was then, and still is the case now among Jewish women, that the preparation of a body for burial is recognized as a holy calling. The women lead a ritual called the Tahara, which means, "I will clean you." I heard an interview this week from the BBC with a Jewish woman at the Edgware and Hendon Reform Synagogue in London who prepares bodies for burial. It's a ritual that honors the sacredness of human life and acknowledges the presence of God, even when life is not apparent. It is a ritual that prepares a body for possibilities unknown. The women who went to the tomb would have made this apparent, their faith in word and gesture, even when it wasn't apparent to them in the moment, that God encompasses all of life, that God makes all things new. Simply by showing up at the tomb after all that had happened to Jesus, the women testify with their presence that nothing can separate us from the love of God, that they would continue to meet the moment with faith in what is not yet apparent. The women embodied the message of Easter before it was even announced to them by the angel. How do we celebrate new life and have faith in new life when new life is not yet apparent? We meet the moment as Mary Magdalene and the other Mary did. We show up to the places in our world and in ourselves where new life is not obvious. We come prepared to tend to these people and places and feelings within us with love. We acknowledge reality while still allowing for possibility. We trust that new life can surprise us. And we hold on to the promise from our sacred story that the risen Christ will meet us on the way and goes ahead of us, nurturing within us all the possibilities of new life. Amen. I invite us all to stand and we'll respond with our song, "Thine is the Glory."
Thank you.
From this Easter festival, we go forth to live resurrection. In the name of the God who makes us, in the name of Christ who makes us free, in the name of the Spirit who makes us one, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And we invite you into one more fun piece of singing. The inserts in your bulletin, the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah, we hope that you will all join in.